The Church of El Paso, on the foothills of Cumbre Vieja in Spain's La Palma Island. With each explosion comes a prayer for those who have lost their homes, another for the people of El Paso, and for the island of La Palma experiencing disaster.
I am here to trying to find some peace and to find the strength to accept this new reality of ours.
It started last Sunday as a small eruption. Look at it now. The crater is widening, showing cracks, with the overflowing lava turning this once green landscape into ash. 6,000 people have been displaced, homes, businesses, and places of worship. The lava is swallowing entire villages in its path.
Spain's Guardia Civil are extending the cordon around the volcanic eruption. And while the village here of El Paso has not been evacuated, this could change at any moment's notice. Because this is what's worrying authorities here. It's as if the village is slowly being buried under a thick blanket of ash.
The volcanic cloud has created a microclimate with ash falling like rain. Levels of sulfur dioxide in the air is suffocating in some areas, forcing people to leave their homes unaware if they will ever be able to come back.
The trauma of loss is immense. It's not just one person losing everything. It can be an entire generation, from grandparents to their grandchildren. They are in shock, going through various phases of grief, from denial to sadness and anger to a changing environment.
With the environment they once knew suddenly lost, the volcanic eruption has left the people of La Palma scarred and in grief. Nature has taken its course from the ashes of their home. Already, a new landscape is forming. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, El Paso, La Palma, Spain.